Captain's log, stardate 42695.3. We're the first manned vessel to enter the Salcombe-Drema sector. Unmanned probes have recorded unusual levels of geological activity in all five planetary systems. I am hoping the Enterprise will find the answer to this enigma.
Commander, I've been reviewing the unmanned probe scans. At some point during the last 150 years, the fifth planet of Salcombe-Drema has shattered, forming an asteroid belt.
I'd call that geological instability. Is there any indication that this is the work of an unknown intelligence?
This is geology, not malevolence. These planets live fast and die hard. The question is, why?
You sure you won't reconsider?
No, I'll just watch you and be impressed.
An optimistic vote of confidence from the non-rider.
You know, I never particularly thought of you as an animal person.
Small animals, no. But horses.
Computer, program the holodeck for a wooden setting with a bridle path and an appropriate mount.
Type of mount, Andorian Zabatu, Klingon Sark.
Horse, earth horse.
Breed?
Arabian. The Arabs believe that Allah gathered the south wind and made the horse.
On the holodeck, we've made that legend come true.
I like that. Oh, yes, computer. English tack, and I will control the animal myself.
Enter when ready.
So you like horses for the romance?
Oh, it goes deeper than that. Find war horse would sleep in a Bedouin tent, carry him into battle, feed his children with the milk. There's a bond which is created by mutual need. Hello, beautiful.
Now I understand. You don't want the comfort of a pet. You want a companion.
Thank you. I don't want to anthropomorphize anything. It seems that some creatures have the capacity to fill spaces never knew were empty.
I had a Betazoid kitten once. My mother and the cat reacted badly to one another.
You don't want to try. It's very relaxing. We can find you something that will be quiet and gentle.
No, I prefer a mode of transportation that doesn't have a mind of its own.
Strange. I would expect Betazoids to be outstanding animal trainers.
We become too involved in the thoughts and shifting passions of the beast. We lose our way and get swept up in emotion.
I would have thought the shifting passions of this beast would be far more terrifying.
Captain.
Yes, number one.
We've entered the first system. I think you might want to come to the bridge.
Something interesting.
Spectacular. And a little terrifying.
I'm on my way.
Magnification 10 to the 6.
Quite impressive.
Deadly. The last unmanned probe showed a thriving ecosystem. Now there's nothing.
Final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Commander Riker's meeting.
I'll need your advice and your recommendations. As you know, I've been given the responsibility of overseeing Wesley's education.
To further that goal, I would like to put him in charge of the planetary mineral survey.
That's a big job with a lot of responsibility.
The game isn't big enough unless it scares you a little.
To do the job, Wesley's going to need a team. It takes command presence to lead. You think he's ready for that?
Leadership grows from self-confidence, which is also part of a Starfleet officer's education.
All of this is true, but there's an old horse trainer's adage about putting too much weight on a young back. We don't want it to break under pressure.
We seem to be shifting the focus here. Are we talking about a young officer on the fast track to the academy? Or are we talking about a young man that we are guiding through adolescence and into adulthood?
You can't guide someone into adulthood. The experiences are unique to each person. Whether Wes succeeds or fails, he will learn from the experience.
I agree. I'm just questioning the speed at which we're moving.
You think we're pushing him too hard?
I think that's a valid concern.
Tempering is taken to extremes.
He is a boy, not a sword.
Who will one day become a man. And to extend the metaphor, we'll need a fine edge that won't dull at the first touch of resistance.
Sooner or later, he'll have to feel the burden of command. Ensign Crusher.
Report to the observation lounge.
Wesley? I've assigned you the command of the Planetary Mineral Survey.
Sir? Thank you, sir.
Well, you may not thank me after you see how much work it entails. Assemble a team. Take a look at the records of the Drema Quadrant. There's a mystery here. We've got to solve it.
Yes, sir. A team, sir?
Ensign, this is a serious responsibility.
I know, sir.
These officers are here to assist you, not judge, help you. Now you should make use of them. They are a valuable resource. And by the way, I respect an officer who is prepared to admit ignorance and ask a question, rather than one who out of pride will blunder blindly forward.
I understand, sir.
Answer. You're dismissed.
I'll try not to disappoint you.
Is this part of your regular duties?
No. It is a personal project. I have reset the sensors to scan for frequencies outside their usual range.
Such as?
The dips and peaks of the galaxy's magnetic field, organic molecules in nebular clouds, energetic cosmic rays.
Interesting. Would these scans also detect artificial transmissions as well as naturally occurring signals?
Of course.
Good.
Those signals are very faint and difficult to distinguish from background noise. That is why I am boosting the power. I will be removing that equipment to my quarters.
Good.
Hi. Can I walk with you?
Yes.
I need a little advice.
Well, it's free.
Walking or advice?
Both.
It's about my team. I'm considering so many factors, I'm confusing myself.
What have you done so far?
Well, I've broken down the task and picked the best people in those disciplines.
So who have you got so far?
I've got Prixis in mineralogy and metallurgy, Allens and Hildebrandt for volcanology and geomechanics. I want Davies for geochemistry, but...
But they're all much older than you are.
Right, and it makes me feel strange. I mean, what do I do about personality conflict?
Completely irrelevant. These people are professionals. If there's a personality conflict, you're in charge. You settle it.
So you not only have to understand the job, you also have to be a ship's counselor?
Sometimes.
Well, thank you.
Captain's log, stardate 42696.3. We're entering the second Salcumde star system, where acting ensign Crusher will begin his planetary mineral survey, the results of which may help unlock the geological puzzle.
Davies?
You got him.
Leslie Crusher. I've been put in charge of the planetary geological surveys, and I'd like you on my team.
Sounds great. Who else is on it?
I have Crixus and Allison Hildebrandt.
Ah, it's a shame you didn't talk to me first. It's just personal opinion, but I like to break up married teams.
I hadn't thought of that.
Don't worry, they'll probably work out fine.
And if you need any help,
just give me a signal and I'll take over for you. We don't want you to get too beat up on your first command.
Thanks, but I'm pretty sure I'll be all right.
Computer, identify, please.
Sensors indicate low-level RF waves.
Is there a pattern?
Affirmative.
Naturally occurring?
Negative.
Key universal translator, please.
Unable to comply. Weak signal.
Lock on comlink and boost.
Lock on complete.
Read, please.
Insufficient signal strength.
Enhance, please.
Teams in there. I've got to assign planets, set a schedule.
It sounds like you've got everything under control.
Well, I've had to deal with them yet. I mean, not together, not professionally.
Wes, the minute you walk through that door, they're your team. You have nothing to prove. You've got the authority.
That's just because Commander Riker says I do.
It's up to you to hang on to it. And you better get in there. And Wes, for whatever it's worth, I think you're going to do just fine.
Captain's log, stardate 42737.3. It has been 6 weeks since our entrance into the Salcumde Drama sector. Each system has revealed the same disturbing geological upheavals on every planet.
It seems to me at this point we can expect the greatest tectonic threat.
I agree.
Nice job.
Here are the results of my scan on the third Salcumde system. Just the same old song.
Now, didn't you tell me that UV absorptions like these are indicative of Traeger deposits?
Where there's Traeger, there's generally dilithium? Yes, I did.
So don't you think we ought to run an echo spectrogram?
Well, Wes, these Traeger readings are really faint. It's probably just a fool's echo.
I think I'd still run an echogram.
Wesley, it's a major undertaking to set up the scanner.
We're looking at 5 hours minimum.
I know. I don't want to do a halfway job.
Well, Wes, there's being thorough, and then there's wasting time. It's also the mark of a good officer to recognize the difference.
Maybe you're right.
Computer, please access all volcanic and tectonic plate activity in Drama 4.
Accessing.
Computer, locate Captain Picard.
Captain Picard is on holodeck 3.
data.
An excellent steed, sir. Sorry to disturb you, Captain.
It's quite all right. It must be important, or you wouldn't be here.
Yes, sir. It is important. Very. 8 weeks ago, I received a transmission. A simple four-word message. Is anybody out there? I answered it.
There is a loneliness inherent in that whisper from the darkness.
Yes, sir. I am glad you understand, sir.
But it didn't end there.
No, sir. We speak often. It is a young female, humanoid.
Her society is aware that there is interstellar life.
No, sir.
Oops. Just where does she think you're calling from?
I have kept that somewhat vague, sir. But Sarzhenka, that is her name, has been quite specific, telling me details of her family and friends. And interspersed among these confidences have been some alarming references.
Go on.
Drayma 4 has been enduring the same geological stress as we have found in the other systems.
And your friend is in trouble.
Yes, sir.
Well, what are you proposing?
If we can determine the cause of these geological disturbances, we might be able to reverse the process.
Violate the Prime Directive?
I was hoping you might have another option, sir.
We don't even know if this catastrophe is preventable. Call a conference in my quarters, all senior staff.
Yes, sir.
And Data, all communication with this life form must cease.
Yes, sir. I understand, sir.
Here to relax.
I didn't. I need your advice. Yesterday, when Ensign Davies turned in his geological survey, I asked him to run an ICO spectrogram. He didn't agree.
Do you think you were right?
Yes. I guess. And I could have just been picking nits.
Well, you could have been intimidated. It's tough to tell other people what to do.
I suppose I could have made it an order. But how do you give orders to someone who's older and more experienced than you?
The difference in ages between you and Davies is not the issue here.
I guess not.
Do you think mine has something to do with ego?
No, it's just the opposite of ego. Every time I try to give an order, something inside of me says, what makes my judgment so superior to these people?
Wes, responsibility and authority go hand in hand. Now I know you're responsible. Now we're going to teach you a little bit of authority. One of the reasons you've been given command... it's so you can make a few right decisions which will lead to a pattern of success and help build self-confidence. If you don't trust your own judgment, you don't belong in the command chair.
But what if I'm wrong?
Then you're wrong. It's arrogant to think that you'll never make a mistake.
But what if it's something really important? I mean, not just a mineral survey. What if somebody dies because I made a mistake?
In your position, it's important to ask yourself one question. What would the card do?
He'd listen to everyone's opinion and then make his own decision. But he's Captain Picard.
Well, it doesn't matter. Once Picard makes his decision, does anyone question it?
No way.
And why not?
I'm not sure.
Commander Riker, report to the captain's quarters.
When you figure it out, you'll understand command. I'm on my way. I hope I've been able to help. You'll let me know what you decide.
I've made my decision. I'm going to have Davies run that icogram. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay. Ensign Davies, I want that ICA spectrogram run on the Fokudi drainage system.
You got it.
It is no longer a matter of how wrong Data was, or why he did it. The dilemma exists. We have to discuss the options, and please talk freely.
There are no options. The Prime Directive is not a matter of degrees. It is an absolute.
I have a problem with that kind of rigidity. It seems callous, and even a little cowardly.
Yeah, Doctor, I'm sure that is not what the lieutenant meant, but in a situation like this, we have to be cautious. What we do today may profoundly affect the future. If we could see every possible outcome,
we'd be gods, which we're not. If there is a cosmic plan, is it not the height of hubris to think that we can or should interfere?
So what are you saying, that the Drimmons are fated to die?
I think that's an option that we should be considering.
Consider it considered and rejected.
If there is a cosmic plan, are we not a part of it? Our presence at this place, at this moment in time, could be a part of that fate.
Right, and it could be part of that plan that we interfere.
Well, that eliminates the possibility of fate.
But, Commander, the Draymans are not a subject for philosophical debate. They are a people.
So we make an exception in the deaths of millions.
Yes.
And is it the same situation if it's an epidemic and not a geological calamity?
Absolutely.
What about a war? If generations of conflict is killing millions, do we interfere? We're all a little less secure in our moral certitude. And what if it's not just killings? If an oppressive government is enslaving millions? See, the Prime Directive has many different functions, not the least of which is to protect us, to prevent us from allowing our emotions to overwhelm our judgment.
My emotions are involved. Data's friend is going to die. That means something.
To Data.
Does that invalidate the emotion?
What if the Draymans asked for our help?
Yes. Sarjanka's transmission could be viewed as a call for help.
Sophistry.
I'll buy that excuse. We're all jigging madly on the head of a pin anyway.
She cannot ask for help from someone she does not know.
She knows me.
What a perfectly vicious little circle.
We are going to allow her to die, are we not?
Data, I want you to sever the contact with Draymond 4.
Isolating frequency.
Cannot turn our backs.
Captain's log, Stardate 42741.3. We are entering into orbit of Drema 4, the planet from which Data received the distress signal. Sensors indicate that the volcanic activity is increasing.
We found the reason for the geological instability.
Excellent.
We would have missed it if Ensign Crusher hadn't requested an icogram, but he did, and
Drema 4 has the largest deposit of the lithium ore ever recorded. It's also laid out in a very unusual pattern. The crystals are growing to form perfectly aligned lattices.
The ore is forming generator strata,
which creates the piezoelectric effect.
In plain English, you're saying that the dilithium is causing the geological catastrophe.
Right. The crystals take the natural radiant heat of the planet,
focus it, and turn it into mechanical energy,
which increases tectonic stresses
that tear the planet apart.
And then the crystals break down, which is why we found all these traces of Ilium-629.
So that takes care of the why. Now, what can you do?
That's going to take a little more work.
Can you reverse the process?
We think so.
No. No theories, no half answers, yes or no.
We'll get to work on it.
Sir. Data's out there right now, monitoring the condition on Drema 4. The situation has become pretty desperate for his friend. He's calculated the safest location on the planet's surface. You can guess why.
We're just getting deeper and deeper in, aren't we?
She's going to die. They're all going to die.
Unless.
Yes, unless.
All right, you can tell Commander Data. He has my permission to contact his friend and conduct her to a safer location. Number one, you know where we are now.
Sir?
Sarzenka, this is Data. Please respond.
Unable to complete transmission.
Reason for failure?
Atmospheric activity interfering with RF signal.
We're modifying Class 1 probes so they become resonators. We will then use torpedo casings to protect them once they begin burrowing beneath the surface.
How will these resonators destroy the crystals?
By emitting harmonic vibrations which will shatter the lattices.
The Enterprise will monitor and adjust the frequency of the resonators.
Sounds like a plan. Let's get started.
Captain.
T. Earl Grey, Hawks.
Captain, permission to beam down to Drema 4. I've been unable to contact Sarzenka.
Data, I appreciate your concern. Transporting to the surface is only going to make a bad situation worse.
Sir, I feel it is important to determine the reason for...
Come on, Data.
Captain, your orders were to deliver the message, correct?
Yes.
Then what is the difference between sending the message and delivering it personally?
A whopping big one, and you know it.
Sir, we have come this far.
In for a penny, in for a pound, is that what you're saying, Mr. Data?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well. Go.
Sir?
Number one, handle the transporter. Go.
What would you say we are now, sir?
Brian, take a nap. Didn't see any of this. You're not involved.
Right, sir. I'll just be standing over here, dozing off.
Data, you've got 10 minutes. That's it. If you see anybody but Sarzenka.
I will signal for immediate beam out.
Commander Riker to the bridge.
Damn. I just woke up, sir.
You know what to do?
No problem, sir. I'll have him out of there as smooth as ice.
Shenka?
Wait, I'm Data.
Yeah. Data, where have you been?
It would take too long to explain. You and your family must leave.
We already have. We ran when the tremors began.
Then why are you here?
My father wouldn't let us take anything. But I had to have my tremors, Mother. He knew you would come back. And he didn't want you to find him in the silence. Where I did.
I am sorry for that. But it is very complicated. Does your family know where you are?
No.
You cannot survive in this.
What are we going to do?
Enterprise, 2 to beam up. You must come with me.
Where are we going?
Where's Commander Riker?
Down the bridge. Where are you going?
To the bridge.
Well, and you're going to take that?
Please don't leave me here.
It's quite impossible.
Mr. Data, kindly assume your station. Counselor, will you escort him to sick bay?
No, Data. You know I'm scared. Don't make me go.
It's all right. No one's going to hurt you.
No.
We'll just go and get a treat and...
No.
Captain, I will see to it that she is not in the way.
1 minute to launch.
Come on, it'll be all right.
No. Just leave me alone. I want Data.
Counselor, allow me, please. Shoshenka, no one will harm you. These are my friends.
Mr. Data, take your station and keep her with you. This does concern her. Ten seconds.
I will require my hand. Thank you.
Firing torpedoes.
Sensors locked on probes.
Torpedoes have reached their targets.
Resonators activated. Harmonic sequences have begun.
What are you doing?
We are attempting to quiet your planet. If we succeed, there will be no more quakes, no more volcanoes.
Ensign, when should the results be known?
This should happen very quickly, sir.
And my parents and brothers?
Captain, sensors indicate a planet-wide reduction in tectonic stress levels.
It worked. We did it.
Your parents will be safe now.
You did this for me?
Look, Sarzenka. There is your home.
Data. Escort it to sickbay.
Aye, sir.
Number one, you have the bridge. Doctor.
Yes, Captain.
Data and the alien are on their way down. What would be involved in removing all memory of her communication with Data and her visit to this ship?
Assuming that her brain structure is similar to ours, the memories would be stored chemically on the neurons of the cerebral cortex. They're also time dependent. I would have to scan for the age of the chemical links and try to find the relevant neurons.
Well, do your best.
You have many different kinds of people here.
Yes.
When I'm bigger, can I be on the ship?
I am certain that you could.
I wish I could come with you now.
I am afraid that is not possible.
I know, but I can still wish for it.
Dr. Pulaski, this is Sarzenka.
Hello, Sarzenka.
Hello. What is this?
That's an Elaine and Singer stamp. It sings a different song for each person.
What does it sing for you?
It does not sing for me.
Why not?
Because I'm a machine.
Sarzenka, we're going to run a few scans, just to be sure you're all right. Data will be right here. Don't worry. Good thing, Data.
But are we doing a good thing now, Doctor?
Just to protect her as much as us.
By robbing her of her memories.
Remember, you and this ship would complicate her future. She has to be the person she was born to be. And you'll remember.
Enterprise, one to beam up. Wes.
Sit down.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's going to be a long time before I'm qualified enough to sit there.
Did a good job. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, sir. Does it get any easier?
Nope. Come.
I came to apologize, sir.
No apologies are necessary. You reminded us that there are obligations that go beyond duty.
I appreciate your seeking other options, sir. Your decision could have been unilateral.
One of my officers, one of my friends, was troubled. I had to help. Is Sajenka safely home?
Yes, sir. She will not remember me, sir. But I will remember her.
Remembrance and regrets, they too are a part of friendship.
Yes, sir.
And understanding that has brought you a step closer to understanding humanity.